is conditional use number 2273, Michael Parsons.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2273 for Michael Parsons to allow commercial deliveries to and from his home based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this use is very nearly a home occupation, but for the fact that the applicant stores and uses a commercial trailer on the property as part of his business and the regular commercial deliveries to and from his house, this use would likely not require a conditional use. Two, the property will retain its primary use as a residence and it will remain residential in appearance. Three, the applicant has stated that there are not any employees other than himself associated with the use on this property. Four, the applicant has stated that no parts are manufactured on the property and there will not be any outside storage occurring on the property. Five, the limited use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the receipt of deliveries to and from the applicant's residence and storage of a trailer associated with the use upon the property. B, the primary use of this property shall remain residential at all times and that this conditional use is in effect. It shall also maintain a residential appearance at all times. C, no retail sales shall occur directly from the property and no customers shall come to the property. This condition does not prevent indirect retail sales conducted via the telephone or the internet. D, no manufacturing shall occur on the property. E, no outside storage of any deliveries, parts, equipment, or inventory associated with the use shall be permitted. F, one unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be larger than 32 square feet per side. G, the applicant shall comply with all requirements imposed by DelDOT regarding this use. H, the failure to comply with any of these conditions of approval may result in the termination of this conditional use. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2273, Michael Parsons, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.